Good morning, and happy Father's Day for all of you, and also happy first day of summer. The second reading is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 40. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Don't withhold your tender mercies from me, Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. So the topic I chose today is dealing with lying, authenticity. And I did an online Google search, and Wikipedia says that authenticity refers to the truthfulness of origins, attributions, commitments, sincerity, devotion, and intentions. In psychology, authenticity refers to the attempt to live one's life according to the needs of one's inner being, rather than the demands of society or one's early conditioning. As John mentioned, we're a part of a spiritual group that meets bi-weekly, a spiritual growth group, and this is the book that we're using, and you can purchase it in the parish. It's called The Joy of Spiritual Growth, Real Encounters, and we deal each week with a particular task. Let me tell you right now, I didn't know what I signed up for. Actually, that might be a little lie. I do know if I ask myself. It's time as I approach the age of 40 to ask difficult questions and answer them truthfully. So imagine the setting of this intimate group. Sometimes we're seven, sometimes we're four. It's about 7:30 when we gather, coming from each of our busy agendas, with personal joys as well as struggles. We sit in the study chairs in the circle with dim lights. Sometimes we dance. Sometimes we pray, and there's a fire crackling. I have my seat, which is on the left side of the couch facing the large pastoral painting, which until last week always hung crookedly. I didn't fix it. And I've often set my imagination on this darkish painting. There are trees, there's an ocean off in the distance. Many times while we're talking, it's too difficult to wrap my mind around the depth and the nuances of what we begin to try to understand. And sometimes there's an aspect that's crystal clear. Always, I gaze off into this pastoral world, and I imagine two figures are walking tall and measured toward the dusk's horizon, becoming the dusk's horizon, and they're about to fly. The task of dealing with lying is the most challenging and charged for me personally. It's like opening a basement door, I know you all have one, and descending the crickety-crackety stairs to confront the monsters in the dark. Yikes. And our book discusses different kinds of lying. Here we go. First of all, saying to yourself or to another what is not true. Rationalizing, exaggerating, talking with authority about something you know little or nothing about, for example, the federal budget, in my case, basketball, lying by omission, telling nice lies to be kind, making promises you do not intend to keep. I know we're all thinking about those right now. The task is to observe it, your lower self, lying. And when you lie, you should stop. So the more subtle lying I can admit to, being nice when I really feel or think something else, and making promises that I really wish I had said no to. This happens almost every day. Reverend Jeff mentioned that our bodies alert us, as John was discussing. We should listen to our body. There are clues when I'm doing a kind of lying. I don't know about you, but my body gets warm, even sweaty. I have racing thoughts. My heart beats faster. I worry too much. There's unease in my breath and gait. My muscles tense up. And I'm wrestling with one of those monsters in the basement. If I spend too much time there, my whole spirit starts to frown, and I feel disconnected from the world, and haziness usurps attention. The book tells us, in this negative state, a lower self state, there's always some sort of lying involved, no matter how big or subtle. It seems to me that lying pulls us in a polar direction from what spirituality asks of us to do. To come to love, speaking the truth to ourselves and to others. To love. To make a choice to live by truth. To know what are our truths as a church and individually. And on a grander scale, how can we serve our communities? And how can we serve God? My first visit to this church was for a wedding several years ago. And at that time, I thought nonchalantly, hey, I'd like to come back. Then a friend and I, about 6 months ago, came to the Christmas Eve service. And as many of you know, it's very romantic and charming. And we fell in love. And since then, I haven't stopped coming, and I feel totally compelled to be here each week. We took the confirmation class from Reverend Jeff and Lana, focusing on Christianity and Swedenborg and the process of confirmation. And now I find myself taking part of liturgy and even a sermon. I think it's really funny. And most importantly, I think I'm taking flight, and while flying, like in the pastoral painting, layers of old thinking and shadows and monsters are trailing off back there, down there, and they're left behind. And it's not in my imagination. There's more light in each day, and boundaries are a must, even a little easier to articulate. A large part of this untangling is this community. I'm growing fond of you more and more. I feel safe. I feel like I'm flying. William Blake wrote, who, as I'm learning to know, was in correspondence with Swedenborg. He wrote, "He who binds to himself a joy doth the winged life destroy. He who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise." This is a place to learn more about authenticity. God willing, amen.